In this article we will talk about the two famous drugs used for their cognitive boosting effects apart from their approved uses and will provide a clear insight on their uses and side effects, and by the end of this article you should be able to cast a vote yourself for which one is a better choice for increasing brain power. Provigil is an analeptic medicine classified as an euphoric whose action is based on promoting wakefulness by preventing dopamine reuptake. This increases the amount of extracellular dopamine, which is related with increased alertness and cognitive function augmentation. Provigil versus Vyvanse. Vyvanse is an amphetamine-type psychostimulant, a dexamphetamine prodrug, used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and compulsive, psychogenic, overeating. Off-label, the medicine is used to improve cognitive functioning and lose weight in persons who do not have eating disorders. Provigil. Narcolepsy, shift work disorder of sleep, and obstructive sleep apnea. Vyvanse. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, in adults and children older than 6 years, binge eating disorders. Unapproved uses of Provigil and Vyvanse. Provigil. Modafinil is used to treat adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression with decreased productivity, performance improvement, chronic fatigue syndrome, multiple sclerosis, cognitive function enhancement, eliminating sleepiness caused by lack of sleep, and to suppress appetite for weight loss. Vyvanse. Vyvanse is used to improve physical and psychological performance, weight loss, lowers appetite, in persons who do not have eating disorders, jet lag, and tiredness caused by medical illnesses or a lack of sleep, among other things. Side effects of Provigil and Vyvanse. Provigil. When compared to other nootropics, Provigil can be labeled as a safe and well-tolerated drug. No potential risk has been associated with long-term use of the drug till date. Some mild side effects may be observed in people introduced to the drug. Common symptoms may look like 6. Headaches. Fluctuating BP. Dizziness. Nausea. Restlessness. Anxiety. Some of the severe side effects which are less commonly noticed includes hallucinations, irregular heartbeat, sores, bruising and bleeding, severe skin rashes. Having said that, the side effects are nearly non-existent in users, that is, only about 17% of the users get affected. 6. Only if any such effect occurs that is mainly due to overdose or wrong timing of drug ingestion. No deaths from modafinil overdose have been recorded ever. Vyvanse. Vyvanse's most common side effects are as follows. Decreased appetite. Dry mouth. Feeling irritable or anxious. Dizziness. Nausea or vomiting. Stomach pain. Diarrhea or constipation. Sleep problems. Blood circulation problems in your fingers and toes. Severe side effects include hallucinations, or seeing or hearing things that aren't there. Delusions, or believing things that aren't true. Paranoia, or having strong feelings of suspicion. Increased blood pressure and heart rate. Heart attack, stroke, and sudden death. Your risk of these problems is higher if you have heart problems or heart disease. Blurred vision. Uncontrolled movements. Provigil versus Vyvanse. For the treatment of problems such as ADHD, Vyvanse is the first prescription of choice for clinicians. However, if the decision is between the two for achieving the benefits of wakefulness, alertness, and strong focus with few or no side effects, modafinil unquestionably takes the award. The foremost important reason being that Provigil has very low potential for drug abuse and dependency, whereas Vyvanse is highly potent for drug reliance and abuse. In fact, research studies suggest that there are no withdrawal symptoms for Provigil, while Vyvanse, if taken in high doses or is abruptly discontinued, leads to significant withdrawal symptoms. Vyvanse and modafinil have a similar half-life of 12 hours on an average, but the former is far more expensive compared to modafinil, and the contraindications of using this drug is much more severe than modafinil. Vyvanse has the potential to cause serious heart malfunction, which can result in rapid death. As a result, Those with even moderate heart conditions should avoid taking Vyvanse. When arterial tension rises, the drug's use must be stopped promptly. The prescription should not be combined with any other medications that affect serotonin levels, as this can result in sudden death. Modafinil and Vyvanse are both useful and potent drugs, however modafinil has fewer side effects and can cause far less harm when used off-label. You can buy modafinil online if you desire a high-quality, effective, and risk-free brain function booster.